fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends, and welcome to Fire on the Earth. I want to talk a little bit today about a beautiful exhortation in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and 5, where St. Paul talks to us about some of the implications of what living in relationship with Jesus, what it means and where it's leading us. Helps us understand both the battle that we're in, but teaches us to live with hope because we see the destiny that God has set before us. If you haven't had a chance to tune into the program this week, you can go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are archived there on your computer. There's a lot of great stuff there on the website as well. It's there for free. It's there. We put it there. There's articles, there's newsletters, there's videos, there's television programs, radio shows, all kinds of things there that are free for you to help you grow in faith and the knowledge of God's love for you and your identity as a son and daughter of God. A beautiful passage in Romans where Paul says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind." By the renewing of your mind. I ended yesterday's program talking about how Jesus came to make us sons and daughters of God, give us power to become sons and daughters of God, and that the Holy Spirit given to us begins to heal us and give us the ability really to see God as a person and as our Father, and that from the core of our being, from our heart, deep within our heart, is a cry, Abba, Father. And I ask the question, when you think of the word Father, what's the first thing, what does it make you feel? What does it make you think? For a lot of people, it doesn't automatically conjure up a sense of warmth and security and safety and wonder and love, all of that. In fact, it can be the opposite for many. Jesus came because he knows, friends, exactly the condition of the human heart and how often we feel alienated from God. We're literally, because of the power of sin and death, the power of the flesh. One of the things the flesh does, it's a power at work within us, darkening our minds. Our hearts are wounded and broken. And for many of us, the experience we've had in life has only underscored that condition of alienation. It only made it worse. Jesus came, and he comes to each one of us one by one to save us from that condition. That beautiful, simple passage, which I've mentioned many times this week, Jesus came to seek and save the lost. Every single human being at a very fundamental level is lost. That lostness is alienation from God. And in that place of alienation, we experience fear, lostness. What does being lost often produce? Panic, fear, confusion. What's my way out? How can I get out of this place and this condition that I'm in? Jesus comes to wherever we are. And he reaches out to us and says, come, come with me. I know who you are, and I know the longing of your heart. Come with me. I'm going to lead you to freedom. I'm going to lead you home. I'm going to introduce you to your loving Father. Because when you see him, you'll know everything. You'll know why you were made. You'll know the unique, absolute, unique beauty, goodness, and wonder of your life. It's so hard to see now. In fact, it's so much easier, isn't it, to be filled with self-loathing or self-hatred or all kinds of internal emotions that are self-destructive. It's so easy to have that happen. Well, the whole world is fighting against that stuff. Some yield to it and produce a lot of problems for other people. Jesus wants to bring about healing and harmony in your heart and in your mind. He's the one who has the power to do that. And friends, we won't find it anywhere else other than in him as he leads us to the Father. That's why we know nothing else will satisfy us in this world. Things will distract us, Things will allow us to, it'll give us certain amounts of pleasure, but nothing will answer the heart cry, the depth of our heart, the cry that's in the core of our being. Who am I? Why am I here? Where am I going? I want to love and I want to be loved. We're made literally to live in the love of God. That's what heals. That's what brings security and freedom. And Jesus said, in this world, we groan. We long for, because this world doesn't deliver. It can't complete us here. But Jesus, risen from the dead, reigning in glory, in absolute freedom, is the living sign for us of where we're headed. And Paul tells us in a variety of places in the scripture that God has given us, Christ has given us, the Holy Spirit as a guarantee, as a down payment, as the first installment of the complete fulfillment that's coming for us when we pass by God's grace from death to life and we enter into what belongs to Jesus. So many in our culture today, when God gets pushed from the human horizon, the light which comes from God, as Pope Benedict said once, and I talk about many times in the program, because I think he just nails the battle that we're in. When God, who is light, gets pushed from the human horizon, there is no neutral ground of light and wonder. There's two realities, darkness and light. God himself is light. God is the one who reveals to us everything we most want to know and understand about ourselves. God is the one who gives us power to become children of God, to live in freedom. But when we reject God, whether people want to or not, they're going to find themselves in a battle, and they're going to struggle and fight against death and aging with such intensity. Fear takes hold of the mind. What I said at the beginning of the show, Paul said, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. A renewed mind is a mind that's been touched by the Spirit. It's a mind that's come to see God in Christ. The light that is in Christ is revealed to our mind, and we see ourselves now, understand who we are and understand the condition of our lives. But conformity to the world is that state of alienation from God, or that reality, the belief that this is all there is. We're all here by accident. And we're in this constant battle and struggle, competing against others to get ahead, to secure our own safety, to fashion our own identity. It becomes a battle. Jesus came to still the human heart. Jesus came to heal it, to bring peace. That's why he told the apostles when they're filled with fear, gripped by fear, peace be with you. My peace I give you. Jesus comes to heal the human heart and the fear that dominates it by giving us the gift of his Spirit, which gives us conviction and power to believe we're children of God. That's what brings us peace. That I'm in the hands of a loving Father. That's what brought Jesus peace. And that's what will bring us the peace that literally passes all understanding. So it doesn't matter if you're rich or poor, powerful, simple. Saints have come in every stripe, from every walk of life, every class, rich, poor, everything in between. They found the pearl of price. That is, they encountered the power of Jesus Christ. They received the down payment of the guarantee of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus said, the Spirit will now lead you to all truth. It's going to lead you out of the cave. He's going to lead you out of the darkness. He's going to lead you out of confusion and a mind in bondage. And he's going to lead you to know the truth about God and about who you are in God. Walk by the Spirit, St. Paul said. You shall receive power, Jesus said, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Then you shall be my witnesses. God has given us power to become children of God. He's given us power to live a new way of life. He's given us power to do battle against and to gain victory over the things that dominate us, our dysfunctions, our brokenness, our anger, bitterness, rage, all of that that's there, our fears. Jesus is always saying, the scriptures are always saying, don't be not afraid, be not afraid. Why? Because the human heart is filled with fear. And we're filled with fear because of the level of alienation human beings live in. Nothing in this world gives us enough security. Not the biggest security alarms, not the, you know, the biggest fortress that we can hide behind. Nothing ultimately will bring peace to the human heart other than the power of the Holy Spirit transforming and changing us from the inside out. And that transformation is rooted deep in the core of our being because the Holy Spirit comes right after that alienation. You're no longer a slave. You're no longer an enemy of God. You have nothing to fear. God is the only power in the universe that should be feared because your eternal existence, your whole being is in the hands of God. And guess what? He's not an angry, dysfunctional dad who's stomping around unhappy. He's your Father. He's love itself. The fruits of the Spirit that the Holy Spirit begins to grow in us as we cooperate with the grace and power of the Spirit at work in us, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness. That's God. That's God the Father. God is love. God's disposition toward you is mercy, is grace, is compassion. He's in your corner. He's battling for you in his Son Jesus, in the Holy Spirit, through the work of the church, through the ministry of the church. He's battling for you to bring you to absolute freedom and security in him. Death has been vanquished by Christ. What can man do to me? The greatest power in the universe is God and the love of God. And by the grace of Christ and the gift of the Spirit, who is love itself, you've become a new creation and you are on the way home. And the Father's not going to let you go. You're safe in the hands of the Lord. That's what it means to be a son and daughter of God. You belong to him. He's made you. Receive the truth, friends, today. Receive the truth that Christ came to witness, that he fought for, that he proclaimed, and the apostles teach us, and the saints witness to us. You can go deeper and deeper into this truth for the rest of your life, to ever greater stages of freedom as a son or daughter of God. That's his gift for you. You've got the grace. Say yes to it and let him lead you to become all you were meant to be. God bless you. Have a great day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbig, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, in the year of mercy, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, St. Francis Used Words. St. Francis is really a model of mercy, and he communicated that mercy through both deeds and through words. And Pope Francis reminds us that each one of us is called to do the same. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.